This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Yesterday, folks, we talked about the modern-day counterfeit prophets face off with the genuine biblical prophets. While we took time exposing the false prophets, let's show you the characteristics of the real prophets, and we'll get to that before the end of the day, not stating that we will not point our fingers back at the counterfeits, but we are going to spend more time on the genuine prophets more than we are the false prophets. And it's important for everybody to understand this because it has everything in the world to do with right and wrong in the face of God on so many different fronts. I want to say this, without fail, it always comes into play. People pick and choose as to what they hear you say. They act like the media that they declare they despise, but when they make their comments, they sound just like the media that they say that they despise. They're a bunch of hypocrites. Read Romans 1:18. But over and over and over again, we're talking about real grace here, and we're talking about the false prophets, how they're lawless, how they're the breeders of anarchy throughout the United States of America. And this is globally, and this is throughout the history of mankind. And then once you make reference to the law, which used to be preached in the pulpits all the way up until 1962, the law and the prophets throughout America, those people understood that obedience to that law, because Christ fulfilled that law through grace, they understood that that's how you remain a free people. It's the same thing in the natural. The minute you violate natural law, what happens? You are brought to justice. They show you the laws that they that you broke. They point the finger, Romans 3:20, and then they show you as to how you broke that law and what degree you broke that law, and then they give you a judgment. They give you a ticket, for example, if you're speeding. And then the next thing they do, if you're repentant for it, you get enough tickets, friends, you're going to lose your license. But if you're truly repentant, you're not going to do it again. You're going to be obedient to that law. And it's interesting because the Bible says, he that saith I love him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him, in 1 John 2:4. The Bible tells us that he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Who's the standard? Jesus Christ is. Where did Jesus Christ ever leave God's moral law unfulfilled? You can't find it. Why did Jesus come to explain it? Because it was important that he did. Why is it that Jesus said, think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Well, folks, I can say it until I'm blue in the face, but you're always going to get one of these kind of guys. One guy said 22 hours ago, if righteousness comes from the law, then Christ died for nothing. Nobody ever said that. As a matter of fact, if you understand Scripture, the law condemns, while the gospel, if I believe, justifies. Folks, I keep the law because I'm saved, because Christ fulfilled the law through me. I'm saved by grace through faith, and that not of myself. It is the gift of God. Okay? Just hang with me for a moment here. But this guy says, if righteousness comes from the law, then Christ died for nothing. True. With all due respect, he said, if we are teaching the law as a means of salvation, we are false prophets. Nobody ever said that. The law detects, grace conquers. The law drives me to the foot of Jesus Christ, where it can do no more, where I am saved by him who fulfills that law. Romans 3:31. That's the New Testament. Okay? I just wanted to make sure. It's interesting how the modern day church talks much of grace, but really what they're doing is trying to magnify the crimes that they want excused before God because they're using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. That's not real grace. Listen to me, friends. That's not real grace. Does it not tell us in Romans 5 that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound? Where is that abounding grace in their lives? But they want to tell guys like me that this is what I'm saying, when in fact, that's the furthest from the truth concerning what I am saying here. I want you to listen to this. If you want to find Jesus Christ, you have to go back 100 years if you're going to study the preachers of the day. Anything from the 19th century to the present, watch out, because it's false, it's upside down, and it's backwards. Isaiah 8:20 tells us that if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. Oh, I'm just waiting for someone to call in and tell me how wrong I am. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Okay? I want you to call in and I want you to confront me for what you think I am saying. If you're looking for clarity, that's what I'm trying to give you right now. It's interesting, the rich man in the book of Luke that ended up in hell. It's interesting that Father Abraham said to him, if he will not, they have the law and the prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. If they hear not them, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. I'm going to give you a couple examples where Jesus Christ continuously used the law to the Jews that were broken by the law who received grace, and to those that he resisted, to those that attempted to justify themselves when he asked them what the law had said. Okay? And I'm going to show you scriptural grace before we get into today's topic. Before I do that, I want you to listen to this. This is Charles Haddon Spurgeon. He said, I don't believe that any man can preach the gospel who does not preach the law. Of course not, because Jesus didn't. He said, lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. He said, this is a very serious loss to the sinner. What is sin? The transgression of God's law. Why do sinners repent? Once they have a knowledge of their sin, Romans 3:20, that brings them by the Holy Ghost who comes into convictive sin, righteousness, and judgment, found in John 16, starting in verse 8, which drives them to Jesus Christ that they might be saved from their sin, Matthew 1:21, not in their sin. Okay? He goes on, I say you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster, Galatians 3:24, that is to bring men to Christ. He goes on, they will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and holy law. Exodus 20. Therefore, the law serves a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil. It reveals the seed of the malady and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within us. Right? They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I'm going to take you to the scriptures right when we get back, and I'm going to identify what real grace is and what real grace isn't, now that we're talking about the counterfeit prophets and the genuine biblical prophets. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system, to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Before I take Chris from New York, I want to point my finger over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, where there's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media, which you are being inundated with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, because the people tolerate it. We are countering their lies, friends, with the truth, the Word of God, and the Constitution. Also, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to go to Before It's News, we're on the front page over there as well, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat on the right side of the page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We have Chris calling in from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Bradley, what's up, my boy?
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, with the false prophecies and everything like that, man, I mean, it's real. I can only call it because no one else called in. But, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, it's a glory of God to conceal it at a thing. But the honor of kings is a search out the man. Proverbs 25:2. Okay.
Okay.
And, you know, John 3:17. You know, but whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?
Yep.
You know, it's an inconvenient truth. Mindset, comfort zone, obedience, purpose. Ephesians 2.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Cool. Well, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I mean, basically, all what it is, you know, if we can't save ourselves spiritually, it's basically we have to kill ourselves spiritually to live, to be free.
Well, what we have to do is we have to go to the cross of Jesus Christ. And the only thing that's going to drive us there is the law of God, which I'm about to show you in just a moment. So thank you for the call, Chris from New York. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm just countering some information people have been kind of spreading out there as to things that I meant when I said what I didn't say, because it's not what I said and it's not what I meant. And they're trying to say, well, aren't false prophets the ones trying to justify themselves? Basically, when they preach the laws, the means of salvation, no one ever preached that. What Bible are you reading? Again, let me make clear, I'm here today, friends, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ out of gratitude for what Jesus Christ did for my sin on the cross, which is twofold. He died on the cross because of my sin. I am guilty as hell for breaking God's law, which brought me to the cross. And out of gratitude, I see God's love for me through the cross, where he wants to redeem me back unto himself through the cross. Okay? Without the law, there, you're not going to be brought to the cross. The end of yourself. Now, let me give you an example here from Scripture so you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Again, putting into perspective exactly what I'm saying here, rather than what people want to say that I'm saying, because I'm not saying it. When we go to John 8, we've all heard the story, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. But the scribes, the doctors of the law, and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, brought unto him a woman caught in adultery. That's a violation of the seventh commandment, Exodus 20, okay? She was caught in the act of adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery. She broke the law. What brought her to the feet of Jesus Christ? She was a lawbreaker. In the very act, she was caught. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? They said unto him, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. And so when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone. Sin is the transgression of violating God's moral law. Okay? And when I have a knowledge of violating God's moral law, my sin, that's what brings me to godly repentance, which the Holy Ghost brings me through godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10, to the foot of Jesus Christ as I'm talking about and bringing it to the light through the scripture in John 8. Now listen carefully. This is what I want you to hear. So when they continued asking himself, he lifted himself up. By the way, many speculate that Jesus was down on the ground writing in the sand the Ten Commandments, because there's none of us that have kept the law. We've all broken the law. Read James 2. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. We're lawbreakers. That's why we need a Savior to save us from our sins. So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. She was an adultery, okay? She was a prostitute, friends. Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own consciences, a knowledge of sin, conscience means with knowledge, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted himself up and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Jesus asked this woman. She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. What's the next thing Jesus said to her? Go and sin no more. That is the part of the gospel that the American hirelings in the pulpit will not preach. They preach a false grace where you can use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. You can do whatever you want to do, and no matter what you do, you're heaven bound. You are misled. You are deceived, because that is not real grace. Okay? Oh, that's not good enough for you. Okay. Well, let me bring you over to Mark 10. I love this one. See, Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision. He was a preacher of the law, going to the Jews that were broken by the law. Okay? Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Right? How did he respond to Pharisees? He said, you are they that reject the counsel of God against yourselves. You are they who highly esteem yourselves among each other. But the Lord says back unto him, I know your heart. You're an abomination. Okay? But to the broken, what did he do? He always lift them up. He always filled them with the grace to overcome. He gave them the faith to overcome the world. He made them more than conquerors, not get buyers. Let's go over to Mark 17 really quick, chapter 10. And when he was gone forth in the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Listen carefully, friends. And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." What's the first thing Jesus said to the rich young ruler? Jesus went right to the heart. Why? Because he loved him. What did Jesus say to him? "You know the commandments." Oh, gee whiz. You know the commandments. Don't commit adultery. That's number 7. Do not kill. That's number 6. Do not steal. That's number 8. Do not bear false witness. That's number 9. Honor your father and your mother. That's the 5th commandment, friends. And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these things I observed from my youth." The rich young ruler tried to justify himself in the face of the Son of God. And Jesus, looking upon him, because the Bible says, beholding him, he loved him. He didn't withhold the truth. He gave him the truth, because love worketh no ill. What is the fulfilling of the law, friends? It is love. Matthew 22, verse 37. We love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first. And second is namely like unto this, that we are to love our neighbors as unto ourselves. I cannot love you properly until I first love God, until the love of God has been shed abroad in my hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto me. And I could go off on just on that for 15 minutes, friends, but I want you to hear this. What is love? Leviticus 19:17 tells us, King James Version, that you should not hate your brother in thine heart. You're not supposed to hate your brother. Really. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor. Thou shalt surely in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not allow sin upon him. And not allow sin upon him. Not to put a false covering of grace over him. No, but to cause him to understand that he better go back to the foot of the cross and repent and put his faith in Jesus Christ. Then we can say, for by grace are we saved through faith, in that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. But not until then. You don't put the cart in front of the horse, friends, but that's what the modern gospel's been doing. And the revisionists have come into play to water down the very definitions. Period. It's just that simple. Let me go back to Mark 10. So he gave him the law. You know the commandments, he said. And then Jesus' love looked at him and he said, "One thing you lack." This is the New Testament, friends. What do you mean, justifying yourself through the law? You're scripturally ignorant to make such a suggestion. Because it's not real grace. You have not an understanding of the gospel. You have not the Holy Ghost. Because when you have the Holy Ghost, he'll illuminate you to understand exactly what I'm telling you right now. And by the way, out of love, that's why I'm pointing at you right now, saying, I'm showing you in Scripture, brother. I'm showing you in Scripture, sister, as to what it says. Don't talk yourself or deceive yourself out of salvation. We'll be right back.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Senate opened for business this Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky saying Democratic Governors Gavin Newsom of California and Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York should not be doubting the FDA regarding a possible COVID-19 vaccine.
Just a few weeks ago, the Democratic governors of both New York and California both began openly second-guessing the Food and Drug Administration and doubting its ability to assess the safety.
Combined, California and Florida have just over 51,000 COVID-19 deaths. According to a new Gallup poll, 49% of Americans are likely to comply with another coronavirus lockdown. That number is down from 67% in the spring. Another 18% say they are somewhat likely to comply. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Masters is underway in Augusta National Golf Club following a lengthy rain delay. Tee times were pushed back 3 hours due to weather. The Masters itself pushed back 7 months due to the coronavirus pandemic. With 2 weeks away until Thanksgiving, it's a good time to start planning what groceries you'll need for Thanksgiving. Rodney McMullen is the CEO of Kroger Company. He joins ABC's Good Morning America ahead of the holiday to share how their stores have prepared to help customers get ready to shop with ease.
Well, Thanksgiving is a holiday that we started planning for 6 months ago. So we have plenty of turkeys. We have warehouse fulls of turkey. One of the things that about half of our customers are telling us they're going to celebrate in smaller gatherings. So we have smaller turkeys. But we always tell our customers, use our website, use our app, plan in advance, use our pickup or delivery service. All those things will make it easy on you.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
.net. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. I'd rather have your calls live than you leaving comments, taking shots at me. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting Mark 10, starting in verse 17, showing you the rich young ruler and Jesus looking at him and saying, "What does the commandment say?" I just shared with you what real grace was in John 8. Matter of fact, if I go over to Titus 2, verse 11, guess what it tells us, friends? It tells us what grace does. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, liberation from sin, hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, right? Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all what? Lawlessness, iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good, what? Of good works. Oh my goodness. See, when you bring in grace that brings about the work like faith does, like love does, you do what you do because you love. Like I say continuously, friends, I'm doing what I'm doing today, not to get saved. I do what I do because I am saved. Right? When you go to Ephesians 2, what does it tell us? Listen carefully. Okay, I was just in Titus. I'm in the New Testament 2, verse 11. Now I'm in Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. Who gives you that faith? Galatians 2, 20. Jesus Christ does. Hebrews 12, 2. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works that you can do to basically lay a debt on the Lord to repay you. That's not what this is. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But listen to the verse that follows, friends. In context, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? When we are in the ministry, we're all called to do the work of an evangelist. What does it say, friends, in Ephesians 2, verse 8, 9, and now I'm in 10, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should what? That we should walk in them. That we should walk in them. Oh, I know I'm just stepping on some of your toes today, and I'm so grateful because now you are held accountable to the truth that's been given unto you, and there's no more excuse. And let me say this. When I come unto Christ, right, I'm countering what was said about me from yesterday's television and radio. If righteousness comes from the law, then Christ died for nothing. With all due respect, if we're teaching the law as a means of salvation, we are false prophets. Nobody ever said that. That's what you heard because that's what you have been taught. Okay, I'm giving you a biblical teaching right now. And what is it? Is my righteousness because of the law? Absolutely not. My righteousness is found in Christ Jesus. And I, having my eyes fixed on him, receive the fruit thereof. 1 Corinthians 1:30, what does it say? But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Everybody tracking with me? Because I really hope you are, in all sincerity, friends. I really, truly hope that you are tracking with me because people have no understanding of the gospel. Let me give you one more. 2 Timothy 2:19. What does it say? Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. I'm in the New Testament, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from what? Depart from lawlessness. Don't use his grace as an occasion for the flesh. Friends? That's not real grace. That's using the grace of God as lascivious. I'm thinking of Titus, and I'm also thinking of Galatians 5:13 right now. So, with saying all that, it's important people make clear as to what we're saying here. And we are on radio in 133 cities to make sure that you have the opportunity to set me straight. I want other people that are listening to these people that are saying, oh, that's not what Scripture says. I'm reading Scripture. And I am giving that person right now that is saying I'm saying what I'm not saying the opportunity to call me right now and to confront me on 133 radio stations across the country, outside of social platforms across the country. Okay, yesterday I think there was 10,000 people that were watching. Okay, set me straight. I need to be set straight. Hey, listen, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the Word of God because the Word of God is what the American people need today. Now, without further ado and without being laborious concerning that point, if you want to call in, we can talk about it more. But outside of that, let's get back to this. In the light of Scripture, modern day counterfeit prophets face off with the genuine biblical prophets. Okay? It tells us in Zephaniah 3:4, her prophets are light and treacherous. They're unfaithful in covenant. Okay? Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have flags on them now, friends, right? Gay flags. They've taken the covenant of God where he said he would be at peace with us for the rest of time and he'd never judge the world again by a flood. No, next time it's coming by fire for those that haven't read part two yet, okay? But pay attention. The priests have polluted the sanctuary. They are the ones that are advocating what you're seeing concerning the immorality in your country today. They are the greatest advocates to it, either through omission or commission. Okay? They have done violence to what? To the law of God. Hey, friends, it was common knowledge in the church in America all the way up until the 60s that the law and the prophets were preached from the pulpits across America. That's why we were still a free people. Also wanted to go over and get to the point of what I shared with you yesterday. Yesterday I had started the show off with the question, if a coach for America's favorite teams, regardless of what sport it may be, loses game after game, how long do you suppose that the American people are going to put up with it? And it won't be long, I can tell you that, because they won't put up with their teams losing game after game. But when it comes to their favorite preachers, man, they can stay there all day long. They can stay there for 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 decades, and they're still going to listen to the same people that have brought us to the place and to the point that we are in the present today. Hey, folks, it's the church's job to be the light that reproves the darkness, not the other way around. Read Isaiah 5:20. That's the latter. The former is this. Go to Ephesians 5:11. How is it that we won't tolerate coaches losing games concerning our favorite teams, but will allow the preachers to continuously drive our posterity into slavery while they're taught to submit to tyrants in governments, not realizing that in this country, we the people are the government, that the church is called to be the light of society, and now the church has forfeited its role like it has on so many different fronts, and they've now pointed their fingers instead of at, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Now they point their finger at their favorite politicians, and then they want you to submit to them. That is not scripture at all, friends. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment, friends. Yesterday I shared with you Isaiah 30, 1 through 3. Go ahead and read that because it's applicable to what we're talking about right now. Then we talked about the next downward step is that many in the modern day church become the self-proclaimed prophet that the Lord never called them to be. Tim was talking about it on the Sons of Liberty Radio morning show even this morning. And the fact of the matter is that's why we're in trouble today. Here's the fruit of the modern day church. Abortion, sodomy, pedophilia, heresy in the church, heresy in the government, corruption in the church, corruption in the government, contrived wars, divorce, suicide, the list goes on. This is the fruit of the church. It's the responsibility of the church. And this is happening because the church refuses to correct itself before a just and a holy God. And what have they done? They have taught, well, the law of God that brings us to the foot of the cross, well, that's legalism. No, that's the voice of Satan himself. Matter of fact, but Martin Luther, the great reformer, comes to mind when he said that Satan, the god of all dissension, I'm going to see if I can pull this up real quick, and I have found it. He said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, which you see all across America today, and last of all, which of all other, I should have never foreseen or once suspected. This is in the 1500s. He hath raised up a sect that teach such that men should not be terrified by God's moral law the way that they were at the base of the mountain in Exodus 20, but that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. You want me to say anything else? Because I can end the show right there. This is exactly a sect of Satan that has taught the American people to stand down and live the way that they want to live, again, under a false grace, rather than to be driven to the foot of the cross and be terrified by God's judgments through His Ten Commandments. Okay? Which Christ fulfilled. Which, again, Christ fulfilled. Okay? I want to go to the next point because I want to get to the genuine prophets, and I want you to listen to the characteristics of a real prophet. They often stand alone. They're like the eagles up in the nest, all by themselves, at the top of the tree. Always detectives. Always able to fly above the storm to see the eye of the storm and what's going on. When we look at the real prophets of the day, there was a man named Leonard Ravenhill who gave the characteristics of a real prophet. You can go to Ezekiel 33, 1 through 20 as well when you get a moment. But let me give it to you so we can all understand it. Simply, plainly. The prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by men. Oh my goodness. Didn't Jesus say you're going to be hated by all men for my name's sake? Yep. Didn't he say you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake? Yep. Didn't he say that even if you desire to live godly, that you're going to be persecuted? Didn't he say straight and narrow and difficult is the way? Matthew 7. Didn't he tell us in Acts 14:22 that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God? Absolutely he did. How many people really want to adhere to a Christ that brings that? Not very many. But then again, for those that have and those that have responded to the call, they look at the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. And because of gratitude, friends, they stand up and walk the straight and narrow as they bear the cross day by day. But the prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and yet totally rejected of man. I think of Elijah on Mount Carmel, 1 Kings 18, standing there all by himself in the face of all the prophets. And God showed himself strong on the behalf of Elijah, not on the behalf of the false prophets. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzz feeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Lesson we all have to learn if we belong to Christ. By the way, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, join us on YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to answer what I got cut off from concerning the last segment for you now. And it was John Calvin who said this. Again, I'm pointing my finger to the Christ, but these are the men that followed the Christ. He said, "Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil." Just think about that, friends. Just think about that, because that's exactly what we have to go through to enter into the kingdom of God. Also read chapter 2 of Titus as well, and you'll understand, again, from Scripture as to what it is that we have to go through in the process of entering into the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, Tracy calling from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Well, I just want to say thank you for standing in the truth, and you're absolutely right. You know, as Christ followers, solid in his word, and standing on the truth and obeying his commandments, you're set apart. But God tells us, you know, we're to look nothing like the world. We're
That's
to come
right.
out from it and be separate. And so many today I see compromising left and right. I mean, that's what the church today, the modern church of America, does. It's a compromise, and we can't do it. I mean, for the sake of our soul, for the sake of others, you know, we are a peculiar people, for sure. And I think absolutely living in the end of
days. Some more than others, Tracy, let me tell you, but yes, I agree.
I get persecuted all the time, though, because I obey the law. I follow the feasts of the Father, not, you know, secularism.
Yeah. Amen. Well, that's what it tells us. Yeah, that's exactly what Scripture tells us. I mean, friendship with the world is enmity with God. He calls those that are friends with the world as adulterers, James 4:4. I think of 2 Corinthians 6:17, where he said, you know, and Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? And then I think of the spirit of Antichrist, which is the spirit of the world found in 1 John 2, where it talks about the pride of life, the love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. That's the spirit of Antichrist. But they're taught today that the grace of God covers all of that. Just go ahead and live like the devil. Just confess and profess that Jesus is your Lord, and they're on their way to heaven. That is not true. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble as well. And one more thing I want to add to what you just said, Tracy. I think of Romans 12:2, right when you started the talk. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He says, I say through the grace given unto me. Okay, but what he said in verse 1, which precedes verse 2, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. How do you line that up, what I just read, with 86% of the professors today that claim that they're all heaven bound?
Exactly. That was, it's interesting. That was a video that I made, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, which is, we are not all God's children.
That's
and,
right.
Ooh, you talk about flack. You know, it's the truth, though. We're told, you know, you're a child of Satan. I mean, if you are not walking in obedience to the Father, then you're walking in lawlessness, like you were saying. You're walking against that which is holy, that which is righteous and true. And it doesn't look nice to the world. The world wants us to bow down and to acquiesce because we love that which is sinful, like Paul says, right? He says, I do that which I don't want to do, and what I do want to do, I don't do. And, you know, why is he saying that? Because we wrestle against our flesh. We want to be liked, to the likability factor. We don't want to miss out. We want everybody to, you know, applaud us. And when we die to self fully and we're alive in Christ, He, like you said, renews us. It's from the inside out. He makes this transformation where suddenly the only thing that matters is pleasing God. Like, that's all, you know?
It really is. Well, when you're born of the Spirit and you're led of the Spirit, guess what? You're going to do the things of the Spirit. Thank you for the phone call, Tracy. I totally appreciate it. I'd like to hear more from you in the up and coming days, weeks, and months, and years. I need to finish this up. Again, thank you for the phone call, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the characteristics of a real prophet, I'm going to nail this, friends. This is the final segment, and I want you to listen carefully as to the mantle of a real prophet. If you have any questions to that, I'll bring you right to Scripture, friends. The prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by men. Absolutely true. Why? Because the closer I walk with God, guess what doesn't want to be around me? Sinful man. Years back, a guy by the name of Dr. Gregory Mantle was right when he said that no man can be fully accepted until he's totally rejected. The prophet of the Lord is aware of both of these experiences. Matter of fact, there is brand name. The group challenged by the prophet because they are smug and comfortably insulated from a perishing world and their warm but untested theology is not likely to vote him in as the man of the year when he refers to them as the habituates of the synagogue of Satan. The prophet comes in to set up that which is upset. He and his work is to call into those back into line, those who are out of line. He is unpopular because he opposes the popular in morality and spirituality. Hello. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless preachers, there is no more of an urgent need and a national need for that what we cry for, a God-sent prophet. The function of the prophet, as Austin Sparks once said, has almost always been that of recovery, folks. Prophets want reformation to the word of God. That's their desire. In the process, he shot at as the messenger of the Lord in doing so, because he calls them out for their compromise, for their sin, for their love of the world, for their lust of the flesh, so on and so forth. The prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure, and the degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity, friends. Compromise is not known to him. As a matter of fact, he has no price tags. He's totally otherly worldly. He's unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He is a seer who comes to lead the blind. He lives in the heights of God and comes into the valley with a, "Thus saith the Lord." He shares some of the foreknowledge of God and so is aware of impending judgment. He lives in splendid isolation. He is forthright. Matter of fact, he's outright, but he claims no birthright. His message is, repent, be reconciled to God, or else. His prophecies are parried. His truth brings torment, but his voice is never void. He is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when dead, just the opposite as to what you see concerning the counterfeits in America today. He is dishonored with epitaphs when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. He's a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, but few make the grade in his class. He is friendless while living and famous when dead. He is against the establishment in ministry, then he's established as a saint by posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but he feeds the bread of life to those who will listen. He walks before men for days, but has walked before God for years. He's a scourge to that nation before he's scourged by that nation. He announces, he pronounces, and he denounces, friends. He has a heart like a volcano, and his words are as fire. He talks to men about God. He carries the lamp of truth amongst heretics while he's lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he is, in fact, self-effacing. He hides with God in the secret place, but he has nothing to hide in the marketplace. He is naturally sensitive, but supernaturally spiritual. He has passion, purpose, and pugnacity. He is ordained of God, but disdained by men. Friends, our national need at this hour is not that the dollar recovers its strength, or that we save face over the Watergate affair, or whatever case it may be, or that we find the answer to the climate change problem. Right? I'm being facetious. We need a God-sent prophet. God have mercy on America, send us prophets. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, the prophets are on the scene. And they're all doing their job. They're reproving sin. They're pointing their finger at the Lamb of God, who is slain from the foundation of the world. They're preaching, repent or else. They're already doing this. They're preaching Matthew 3:2, Mark 1:17, Acts 2:38, Acts 20:21. The list goes on. They're holding to the Word of God, and that's the message that they're giving. There is no compromise. They are not agreed. They are not diplomatic with those that are friends with the world that still call themselves Christians, when in fact they are not Christians in any sense of the word. And how do I know that? Because I judge them by their fruit. I use righteous judgment that Jesus told me to use by making reference to the judge's word, and it's exactly what real prophets hold to. They're not concerned about being a part of the pack, friends. They're concerned about making sure that they're the closest one to the King of Kings, that his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Folks, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. We'll be on to a new topic tomorrow. But, folks, I got to tell you, I love this topic. See ya.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.